The corporate communications manager of the Ghana Gas Company, Alfred Ugbami, has appealed to Ghanaians to exercise patience as the company works around the clock to finish work and deliver gas to stakeholders. He said the gas will help the VRA to reduce its cost of production and by extension lessen the energy crisis. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the significance of the arrival of two vessels to carry out the tying process for the commencement of flow of gas from the Jubilee fields to Atuabo, Mr. Ugbami said the process will take only 5 days to complete. He was also hopeful that the giant strides will be made when gas starts flowing. Mr. Ugbami explains further.
Yes, Wawa and Bore Kwame Nkrumah, they have refused to pay property rates and other rates by law.
Significance of the vessel's arrival is that he would begin the process of the final completion of the Atuabo gas project. I say they would begin the final process in the sense that we at Ghana Gas have long finished the project, but we needed to be tied in to the Jubilee field. What I mean is that our gas pipeline that goes into the sea, what we call the offshore pipeline, needed to be tied in to the field in order to allow the gas from the field to travel through our pipeline to the processing plant in order for us to process that gas, which we call natural gas, and be able to generate the various gases that would send onto the market. I'm talking of various gases. I mean the lean gas of VRE, LPG, domestic and commercial market, isopentanes, and condensates for the energy markets as well. So what it means is that the vessels would now enable us to receive gas after he's done his work. The tying process itself is expected to take a maximum of 5 days. So we expect that within a week, it would have done its work. And if the Jubilee field partners, led by Talo, then open the wellhead, it will allow the gas to flow from under the sea onto the processing plant for us to begin production. That is significant for us. We at Ghana Gas will need or will take a minimum of 5 to a fortnight, 14 days maximum, to be able to introduce the wet gas to parts of the gas processing plant that have not been tested yet. What do I mean by that? We've already done a successful testing of the offshore pipeline. That is a pipeline that goes under the sea, somewhere 805 to 850 meters under the sea, and brings gas on land. Gas from the West African gas pipeline to the VRE to do the onshore gas pipeline test as well. So as we speak, we've had successful testing of the onshore pipeline. All we're waiting for is to be able to receive the gas from the Jubilee field. Again, we are confident that that will be done without much problem because the safety audit that was done has proven that was a good work. So for us, at this point in time, we'll plead with people of Ghana to be patient as we get ready to provide lean gas to the VRA to enable them reduce the cost of generation and to enable them have between 120 megawatts to 550 megawatts of electricity, which of course would reduce, if not alleviate, current dunsum problem we have.